Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
He was doing that yesterday.
Who's actually, that supposed to be?
Roy Stone. I don't
know. Roy who?
Roy Stone. I don't know. Whoever does the voiceovers for...
You know who the best PA guy?
The cluster.
Of all time. Not Bob Shepard. You remember Bob Shepard from the New York Yankees?
Bob Shepard, who you said was in the building the other day?
Yeah, he asked if Bob Shepard was working for KCBS, the voice of God.
The bottle? Derek Jeter. No, it was Roy Steele. Do you guys know who Roy Steele is? Am I saying the name? I know Steele. I may have the first name wrong.
You're talking about the voice of God. Coliseum?
The voice of God.
Yeah, the voice of God.
Yeah.
Actually, I think technically, I might have been confusing the two. Steve Stone is the guy who does the voiceovers for... Or a cluster, and Roy Steele is the guy who did PA for the Coliseum forever.
Steve Scott.
Well, for the A's, did he do it for all events?
Oh, I don't know if he did it for the Raiders. I didn't go to a ton of Raiders games when I was growing up, but he definitely did it for the A's.
No, absolutely.
Now, step into the blank, Jason Giambi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was unreal.
There was a guy in Fenway who, I remember when I was growing up, he would say, the batter... Yastrzemski. And then he'd have this long pause. Carl Yastrzemski. It was just so distinctive. Like, when you're a kid and you hear that stuff, because I'm not listening to the Red Sox broadcast. I'm listening to the A's, and I can hear them in the background.
Was that always a common way to introduce someone? Well, I just always think of the Bond, James Bond. Like, you say your last name and then the full name next.
Well, he would do that. Typically, it's the other way around. Which is why, God, NBA, like... These guys who scream in NBA games, it's like everybody sounds is trying to sound louder than the next.
But some of them are pretty unique. Like I like the Miami Heat guy.
2 minutes. Dos.
Yeah.
Some of them got their quirks.
There used to be a guy in Philadelphia way back in the day. This is when I was my earliest memories in basketball. And he's a legend in Philadelphia. We were doing the show in Philadelphia. They know exactly who it is I'm talking about. And he would scream, 2 minutes left in the ball game. And you would hear that. Like.
Yeah. Oh, wait, did we talk about the... Wait, no, we did get into the Rick Barry thing. Did you hear he apologized?
Oh, he did?
He did apologize to Kalina.
To Kalina?
Yeah, that was last Saturday that we were talking about that. He did come out and apologize.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people thought it was not... the best, but it's like, I don't know, what are you going to do, man?
I was wrong.
What I didn't realize about that is that I thought that they were in the booth together.
No.
He was on the floor.
Yeah.
They put him in this remote area. Yeah, I'll give him more of a pass. He might have confused the two voices. But anyways, how are we going to solve this team? I was actually looking up, Dan.
Are you wanting to hear Clay Thompson's rant? Or you want to get into that?
A rant? You got a rant about Clay?
Not a rant, just sort of with Clay. Clay Thompson's ranting these days. He's turning into the angry old man.
I actually thought what he said about Ja Morant was spot on.
It was spot on, but it's not isolated, man. He's getting into these things with everybody. It's like he's just this guy, and he always points to the rings, and I'm a champion. But he's had this thing going on with Memphis for, what, years now. Remember what it is that he did after he won the NBA championship? One of the first things he said was, Jaren Jackson's a bum and a clown. Like, bro, you just won the title. That's what you're thinking about?
I think it's interesting, though, because Curry does stuff like that, too. Like, Curry keeps receipts and is the petty king and all that, but he does it in a way that's kind of funny and just harmless. You could tell this stuff really, like, really sticks with Clay. Like, he really thinks about this stuff. I mean, he had that tweet in the back of his mind the whole time. Jaren Jackson Jr. is something about, I forget what, it might have been about dynasties or, you know, the Memphis is going to be the next dynasty or something, and then they win the championship, and Clay goes, yeah, I can't wait to go call that guy. Who's that guy from Memphis? And call him a bum.
But he's been after Memphis for years, and so this latest with Ja Morant, yeah, he was spot on, but it's not isolated. It's like, dude, drop that bag and move on. Because he missed what could have been the game winner, one of the worst shots I've ever seen in an NBA game from the top of the key. It's just like, he had no chance to try. I'm talking about Klay Thompson in a three-point game and a three-point loss to Memphis.
Yeah, but Ja Morant's a joke. Yeah, like, with all due respect.
I get it, but still, like, the fact that the two had to be separated after the game, and it's just like Klay Thompson has this. Like, listen, if you miss that shot at the end of the game, and you're mouthing off the entire game to Ja Morant, and this all started, by the way, because Salty Aldama.
I know.
He grabbed the. Did you see this? He grabbed the foot of Cooper
Flagg. Yeah, it was a dirty play. Yeah, and tried to act like he didn't do anything.
And Klay Thompson defended Cooper Flagg. And so that was sort of the origin of all of this. But Ja Morant got in his face. He's like, you ain't that guy anymore. And then Klay just simply went off. But he got just before that.
You can't talk trash in street clothes, though.
No, that's.
Like, if you're not in the game, just stay out of everything.
I'm with you there. But he also got into it with Miami's bench. And he was going after Andrew Wiggins. Like, he was like, dude, what is going on with you, Klay? Like, this is not, I'm telling you, there's a rash of these things with Klay Thompson, who is becoming this angry old guy.
Well, he's having a crisis of confidence right now because he realizes his career is coming to an end. And so,
yeah, he went to Dallas to be with Luka and win a title. Now look at it.
Well, that wasn't his fault. By the way, Luka might be the MVP. You see what he's doing right now?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You see what the Lakers are doing right now?
Yeah.
Like, I was looking up this during the break because I was trying to figure out, okay, where are the Warriors at? You know, what do they do well? Where does certain numbers have them stacked up? So the Warriors are the second worst team in terms of turnover rate in the league. They turn the ball over more than anybody except for the LA Lakers. Mm. The LA Lakers turn the ball over more than anybody else in basketball. But they're like 14-4. I mean, and they've had somewhat of a soft schedule, but that team is, everyone just thought that, oh, Luka goes over and he needs the ball and Bron's going to be pissed and Reeves is going to get neutralized. And it's like, no, it's just one after another. And they're actually, like, Luka and Reeves have their own rapport now. I mean, they're joking with each other about number of dunks and, you know, they're joshing, kidding, funning, having games on and off the court. Like, that's a team that's feeling itself. That's what Klay went to go play with and then he got traded.
And you know who also works with them this year, believe it or not? Is DeAndre Ayton.
Well, Luka makes any lob threat work.
But that just gets back to my point. DeAndre Ayton was out there. The Warriors would never, in a million years, entertain having him join the team.
Well, what do you think he would look like here?
Well, that's just it. You have to have the foresight of like, well, we can change what it is that he's done, but that's what we need. It's not Al Horford. It's a 7-footer that has some athleticism.
I mean, I agree, but we also saw what happened when they... You remember last year when Pajemski, who, by the way, is approaching this territory, he was so bad that they went and traded for Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
You remember how Draymond Green and Steve Kerr were talking about, well, oh, Dennis, he does something that we don't have, right? He plays more pick and roll, and when he's out there, he's going to run the second unit, and when Steph's out, he can step in for him. They can play a lot more isolation. He can go get a basket. He stunk. Dennis Schroeder did on this team. They don't play that way. And I agree with you that there needs to be some sort of internal recalibration in regards to that. But when Steve Kerr's the head coach, those kinds of players, of which DeAndre Ayton, I believe, is one of them, not a guard, but he's kind of more of a pick and roll, run to the rim, maybe get the ball at the midline and dribble, 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 go to work. Like, those guys don't play well here.
Well, and I think that they should think about a little bit more 1-5 pick and roll with a guy like DeAndre Ayton. And it's not so much DeAndre Ayton not fitting in offensively, but defensively, you just need, again, somebody who's looming back there that can actually meet someone at the rim, that can actually block a shot, or somebody that's that when the 7-footers come to town, like that of Houston or OKC, and you got Chet Holmgren and you got to deal with Hartenstein, you've got a 7-footer at least that can use his 5 fouls or give you 15 to 18 minutes. But as it stands right now, it's Draymond Green and what? Quentin Post?
But that's the thing, is the Lakers also have positional size. Luka's 6'7". Is he a great defender? No. But he's big. Reeves is probably their smallest player in the starting lineup. He's 6'5".
Yeah.
Hachimura is the guy next to DeAndre Ayton, who's 6'8", he's built like a truck. You know, he's their Aaron Gordon, so to speak. So they just have size all across their starting lineup. And they're not a great defensive team by any means, but they're a team that can at least do some things. I mean, their best defense is their offense. They get to the free throw line. They shoot the ball very well from three-point range, surprisingly. Hachimura shooting 49% from three. You know, they do enough things to sort of supplement where they lack. I mean, yeah, and DeAndre Ayton's having a good year, so good for him. But I don't know. I mean, would the Warriors have wanted him? I don't think so.
No. Well, that's part of the problem.
Also, what's he making? That's the other part, too. He's making
a good penny.
He's actually not. He's making like $8.1 million.
Really? Oh, yeah. So his contract, because he signed an extension in Phoenix, and that must have come to an end.
Yeah, well, he got waived over the summer. Ah. So I think he might be still making some of it from Portland, but he signed a $16 million deal. I mean, they were also, I know this is going to sound like revisionist history, but the Warriors also weren't allowed to sign anybody until damn near the last day of the summer because they were all wrapped up with Jonathan Kuminga's contract. Yeah. I mean, they completely missed free agency. So, yes, do I think they would have wanted DeAndre Ayton? No. I think they did have their eyes set on Al Horford, which is crazy. But that's also the only guy that they were going to be able to get.
I think Al Horford, I really do mean this, he's going to be put out to the pumpkin patch by the end of the season. I think he's going to be a guy that towards the latter part of the year is just not even going to see the rotation. He's just not going to play.
Oh, he is. Because he's a Steve Kerr guy. Come on. Yeah, well, okay, who else? What, you going to play Quentin Post? I mean, God love him, but...
Yeah, that's just such a... It's pick your poison when you're talking about Warrior Bigs right now. But they did that to themselves.
He's a three-point shooting center that right now isn't making threes.
Yeah, so...
Those guys are hard to play.
You know, speaking of Los Angeles, one quick little nugget here. I mentioned this yesterday. The Clippers. Such a bad team.
Well, right? They got a lot of guys on their team that are going to be taken out back, too.
Well, they're a lot like the Warriors. It's got old really quick. Not really quick. But when you think about that team, which is, are you with me that team's going to the lottery this year?
The Clippers?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. I mean, probably. But then again, there's some nights where you're like, huh, this team could be all right.
I think they're a lottery team. And I think that when you get into the lottery this year, as we saw last year with Dallas, it's not like it once was, where if you were like one or two of the worst teams in the NBA, typically the number one pick is going to go to you.
Oh, no, I take that back. They are going to be a lottery team. I'm looking at the teams ahead of them. They're not better than any of them.
And typically in the NBA lottery, the worst teams have had a much better percentage of getting the best player in the NBA. That's not what's happening any longer. They've changed the odds. Go see Dallas last year. You do know who has the Clippers pick this year.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That would be OKC.
I know.
Do not be surprised if they end up with the number one pick in this year's NBA draft for what could be a team that wins 74 games this year.
Well, Silver wouldn't want to give him that like he gave the Dallas Mavericks Cooper Flagg last year. But the difference is, if you have one of the top three picks, you're probably looking pretty good.
Because you got DeBonsa. It's not a lottery.
Come on.
All right.
DeBonsa, who's my guy, RJ Kansas.
I don't know any of these guys.
Or Darren Peterson, sorry. And then you got, who's it? DeBonsa, Peterson, and Cam Boozer.
Oh, is that one of Carlos's kids?
Yeah, he's got twins, but Cam's a better one. He's pretty freaking good. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get out to the phone lines and talk to Coach G. Coach G's in Richmond. What's up, Coach? Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Fantastic. What's up, man?
Love.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, I got a couple of things. I'm going to end it on a fun one. First, Luka is your MVP. There's no doubting that. The Lakers are my NBA championship sleeper. I don't know if that's that's a huge take, but if LeBron can actually play the role that, you know, is meant for him to play this year, they can do some things, some big things. So I'm going to leave that at that. I did call to solve the Warriors' problems, though. Their problem solve is in a simple transaction. If Chicago will give you guys Vucevic, you guys can give up everybody except for your core. Keep the old man that just came from the Celtics. Yeah. You guys stay healthy. You guys will contend this year. Without them, just a fun year, old school Warriors. Secondly, the other move that you guys can make, but I don't think Danny Ainge is out of his mind, is if somehow you guys can get Lauri Markkanen. But those are your moves. You're going to need those guys if you guys want to contend this year.
Okay.
Last point, I don't want to call it a point, but I'll say coaching regret, as I am Coach G. I wouldn't call it a regret neither. That said, the time that I had with Evan Giddings in high school, as well as all the other kids that I had in high school, all men now, was awesome. Guy was a hell of a baseball player. Hard nose. Excellent IQ. Type of guy you're going to need to have on your championship team. He knows a little bit about championships because he was kind of proxy to one.
Coach! But, what's up, G?
Yo, what's up? What up, Evan?
I was wondering. I was like, I know a Coach G, but that's... You know, that's my Ben Kenobi. I haven't heard that name in a long time. How you doing?
Yeah, bro. That's look, I'm visiting family from L.A. right now. I turn on the radio yesterday. I hear this guy signing off wishing everybody a happy holidays. Evan Giddings.
Hey, how's
I listened to him for about 15 minutes prior. I was like, this guy's pretty good. I like this guy.
Yeah, he might be something one day.
I'll tell you what, warm my heart. I always knew, Evan, you're going to be, you know, what you're going to be and whatever you're going to do is amazing in life. I followed you a little bit from afar, but to hear you on the afternoon airwaves, you're right where you belong, my brother. Keep up the great work. I love it.
I appreciate that, Coach. Hey, is Noah, is he committed?
Yes. Yeah, he just recently committed to the University of Seattle.
Nice.
So random. Yeah. Super random, but at the same time, in this, you know, environment of 25-year-olds playing college baseball still.
Man.
Isn't that Scooble school?
And yep. Me as a father, watching him to touch the ball field as a freshman, that's a great place for him. So, you know, and if he goes out and does what he wants to do or needs to do this spring, you know, he might not touch a foot on a college campus. So we'll see how that goes.
I got you, Coach. Well, I too am following you and your family from afar. So thank you for doing the same. Wish you all the best.
Dude, likewise. Happy holidays. Really nice hearing you.
No doubt.
Yay!
That's Coach G, Coach Everly. Yay! He was one of my coaches at St. Mary's in high school. He was embellishing a little bit, but I could play back in the day. His kid, though, is nice.
Really?
I mean, yeah. That kid's got pop. He's an athlete, baseball player, but he's committed to Seattle.
Is Seattle U becoming sort of a baseball dominant school?
Well, I do think anytime you have a guy who pops, it puts a program on the map. But outside of Tarek Skubal, I'm sure they have and have had guys. But was it Elgin Baylor that went to Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind
That's
of few and far between, but
player, obviously.
Yeah, they come to Moraga in early January, so I'll get a look at their basketball team. But they got a good baseball program, and his kids.
That's so unlikely.
Known him since
though.
He was up to my knees. He was, and you know, he's a big boy.
That was heartwarming, Pasta. Pasta, we can have somebody call in from your past to verify everything that you've been able to do, and so proud of where you're at right now.
Everything I'm doing is already verified by myself. So if you don't trust my word, Dan, then that raises red flags to me. But no, that was very beautiful. Evan Giddings, you know, I think about this a lot. You are a Bay Area guy making big strides in the Bay Area media, and there's a lot to be proud of, Evan.
Well, he was one of the first
people. This is turning into a suck fest. Let's just chill a little
bit. I want to spin it around on Coach because I remember specifically. So when I was growing up, I really had a temper, right? I was a competitor, but had a hard time putting all that.
Are you a red ass?
I'm so upset.
Oh yeah, I had a hard time putting it back in the bottle. Once it was out, it was everywhere. My teammates caught it, opponents caught it, sometimes the coach caught it, and I remember Coach G.
There's remnants of it. It sort of makes sense right now, like when you were blowing me up about the microphone. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I did that, but I could sense that you wanted to come after me and give me a headbutt.
Well, I sent you guys one text. It was who broke the mic, because right now it's hanging off like a dead fishing line. But Coach G was one of the first guys. He goes, by the time I'm done with you, this glass you got right here that I'm holding up to the YouTube audience, see, right now your glass is half empty. I want your glass to be half full by the time you're done here. And while I don't know if it was half full by the time I left St. Mary's, right about now, it's feeling more half full than half empty. So he did accomplish his goal.
Awesome, man. Good for you.
I'm still working on it, though.
Hey, that's life is we work on it every single day to be better people.
So now when is Dan's high school coach calling in?
Oh, man, let's go down Danny's memory lane.
Well, when was...
And I'll agree with everything everybody has to say, man. I'll be the first to say that... I'll echo their sentiment.
Good and bad?
Well, there is no bad.
No one knows how old Dan DeBone is. Maybe his coach can help us.
You know what you need to do is come meditate with me one day.
I was just going to ask you, do you still meditate?
Daily.
Daily?
Yeah.
What, even for like five, you do it for like 5 minutes?
No, 20 minutes. I try 20 minutes.
That's a long time.
But once it becomes routine, yeah, that's just it. For you right now,
time
it seems
money.
Like... 20 minutes is forever, but then when you realize the benefits and when you get locked into that space, you're like, oh God, I can't imagine not doing this.
Well, you're at a place where you are able to invest in yourself. You know what? You swim for an hour, you meditate for another 30, you drink green tea.
Boom, and that's a day.
That's a lot of time, man.
If we go meditate with you, Dan, then afterward, can we go get vodka?
Sure.
I thought it was tequila.
Oh, that's right. Tequila.
Yeah, usually they don't go hand in hand.
I hope you didn't swim today, because I walked outside this morning and it was like
cold.
It was like walking into the Costco freezer.
Well, it's that time of the year where the air temperature is colder than the water. So actually, you go into the water, you don't get warm in the water, but the water temperature is warmer than that of the air temperature. The air temperature when I went in this morning was in the high 40s, let's say 48. It's probably in the city right now, it's probably low 50s. And the water temperature is about 56, I want to say. So it was about 48 air temperature in the water in the bay. It was about 56, 57.
So how come if when it's 56 or 57 degrees, I feel like I'm going to get hypothermia after 7 minutes? I mean, it's freaking cold.
Yeah, well, what are you asking me?
I mean, it doesn't feel like 56 degrees outside is fine. I could walk around in a t-shirt for a little bit. I'll be cool. If I jump in a pool or the ocean or the bay, and it's 56 degrees, I'm freezing my you-know-what off.
Well, it's psychological, a lot of it. And I think that if you were to swim and move around and get the blood flow, you'd be fine after 30 to 45 seconds. Fine in that you could, you know, you'd be able to withstand and continue to swim for, you know, upwards to 20 minutes to half an hour.
And that's what life's about.
Well, you know what it sounds like? Who? It sounds like needs to go swimming. Get that blood flow going. The Golden State Warriors.
I was waiting for the segue.
Yeah, we got to hit a break, though.
Like, how the hell is he going to do this one?
The Golden State Warriors.
We got to get that sponsored. Like, how does he go from wherever the hell we take this show to get it back on track with the Golden State Warriors? You know, it's an art, man.
I think it's Ryan Clark. He's got this podcast called The Pivot. That's what we need. That's what we need to get to sponsor this show, because we go off the tracks. All right, I see you, Jan, in Mountain View. Yes, we're going to get to your call on the other side. I'm looking forward to that and much more. Halfway home here on a Saturday morning. Warriors this week with Evan Giddings and Dan Devone. We'll be back after this on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Oh, I couldn't tell if that was pasta or if that was our guy Steve Stone.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Pretty good.
I think you mean Steve Scott.
So, well, Steve Scott's now the PA announcer for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, okay. Steve Stone was a former baseball player, former Cy Young Award winner, and then also a broadcaster for many, many years for the Chicago Cubs.
Do you know what Steve Stone is, like, kind of famous for?
What's that?
He gave up the only career home run to one Dwayne Kuiper.
Oh, that is way to bring it back home, Pasta.
That's a good call. He also, I think he does stuff with the White Sox now, because him and Hawk Harrelson were a great tandem.
Put and it on the board, yeah.
Before Benetti, Jason Benetti, he does games for the Tigers now. He used to do games for the White Sox. And I really enjoyed him and Steve Stone. Steve Stone's just one of those guys who could just, you just listen to talk about baseball for eons.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to go to a call, but...
Oh, I just wanted to see.
No, I was taking a breath before this call, because it's someone that you and I both enjoy speaking with, and a subject that I think you might enjoy more than I. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings and Dan Devone with you on Warriors this week. Let's go out to Jan, who's in Mountain View. Jan, lead us off. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I want to point out that... the Warriors need to get back to playing TJD. I mean, last year, if you remember, in the beginning when they went on that, I believe that 14 and some odd run, they Draymond would use him around the rim to take lobs, and he also is a good shot block, you know, party. And, you know, Quentin Post, he's okay, but he likes to go for threes. And he's, you know, I just think that they don't use him as much, TJD. And he's got more energy, and they've only played him when it's garbage time or if the veterans are out or something. And I think they need to incorporate him more and get back to that. I mean, they need more help around the rim, and they refuse to go after a big. And I know when they had the guy in the very beginning to help them win that championship.
Bogut.
That they traded for. I'm sorry?
Andrew Bogut.
Yes. I mean, that's what they're missing. And they're, you know, they're older, they're slower. They need somebody to, you know, energize and get that, you know, game back on cue. And I believe that that would be a start if they would just incorporate it. What do you think?
Appreciate the call, Jan. I'll give you the floor, Dano.
I have never agreed with the callers more than I have today.
Oh my God.
Everybody is just, even Jan. Way to go, Jan. She's right. Everything. I mean, there's nothing to add.
You know what?
Except for Pasta doing his version of what it is we just heard. We'll get to that in just a bit.
Oh heck yeah!
You know what? Trace Jackson Davis. Why not?
Oh, heck yeah.
Well, let me ask
Come
you
on
this.
Down.
This might be a better way to address it. What is it that you don't like about him?
I don't like that he's a 6'9 center.
Yes, but, okay.
Again, they are literally undersized at every single position. Even their centers are small or play small.
Granted. But at 6'9, first of all, he's one of the tallest players on the team. Now, yes, I know. It shouldn't
well, thank
be that
God.
Way. But here's the upside. Everything she just laid out is right. I don't understand why he doesn't play more. He is the one guy that's springy when you think about a front line. He's a one guy that has young legs that is actually a little athletic and can, when you ever see the Warriors break, and if it's the ball's in the hands of Moody or Steph or whoever's leading a break on a turnover, and TJD's on the floor, he's always busting tail and filling a lane because he's young and he can get up and down the floor. And you always notice him around the rim. And she's right. Draymond loves to, whether it's going back to the days of JaVale McGee, he loves to feed people in that dunker spot. And there's nobody that plays that role aside from TJD. And almost immediately, he has that sort of impact. You can feel his presence. He is a tremendous help defender as far as blocking shots. You can just sense that there's energy on the floor for somebody who is on the front court of out of the Golden State Warriors, that when he's not there, that is clearly lacking. Now, is he limited? Yes, he can't step outside and do anything really from the perimeter, but there is... At least on this iteration of the Golden State Warriors, there is, to me, clearly a role for TJD. And the fact that he doesn't play, I think, just gets back to Steve Kerr, like, well, I have a certain style, and Al Horford fits better in terms of what it is that we're trying to do. I think he's hanging on to something that is no longer relevant.
Well, now Al Horford's hurt because he's got sciatica. Which...
Thank you.
Well, so even then, it's hard.
Oh,
he is. It's hard for him to get on the floor. The only way that he's getting in the game is if Quentin Post continues to not be able to hit water when he falls out of a boat. I think Trace Jackson Davis is fine. But I mean, you're talking about him like he's Moses Malone.
No. Come on. Wait a minute. I'm just saying
he's got skill and he can grab all these rebounds.
No,
it's like he turns the ball over more than Curry does.
What is it that I just said? This iteration of the Warriors, meaning this front line, if this is who I have to pick and choose from, I'm using much more TJD than that of what Steve Kerr is. Do I think that if I'm building a team from scratch, I want TJD as my centerpiece if I can pick from anybody in the NBA? No. I recognize his limitations. But I also recognize that there's an upside to TJD that maybe Steve Kerr isn't aware of, or is at least willing to embrace.
There could be. I mean, the one thing that I will say I think he does well is he is one of, if not the best, offensive rebounders on
Thank
the team.
You.
They don't have anybody that can grab
no.
an offensive rebound, which was kind of Kevon Looney's specialty. But that's,
is he playing tonight, by the way?
That's about it. Loon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about our guy JP?
JP is out. Let me check the injury report though. Do you think you think Loon gets a standing ovation?
Sure, why not?
Poole didn't.
Well,
GP2 is questionable.
No,
actually, he's probable.
Talking
Sorry.
About Looney.
Oh,
can you give us a little Jan for? Just
yeah,
one
Looney's
second?
Playing. Poole's out.
Well, I think that Kevon Looney is a great player. I don't want to make
my.
Jan mad. Jan's one of our best callers.
No,
Jan's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah,
she's a great sports fan.
Get off, Jan. Herbert Jones is out. Jordan Hawkins is out. Trey Murphy's questionable. DeJounte Murray's out. Jordan Poole's out for the Pelicans tonight. Horford's out, sciatica. Curry's out, quad. Melton still remains out. GP2's probable Kuminga is questionable. He might have the oldest man injury of the bunch. He's got tendonitis in both of his knees.
This sounds like a good opportunity for you Warrior fans to actually, you might get a ticket at a decent price tonight.
Dude, the tickets for Wednesday, and I understand they're trying to make the cut more than it is, and you know they're giving away these shirts to every single person who's there, and the court's different, and it's all done up. I don't know, maybe it was because it was a day before Thanksgiving, but tickets to a Kevin Durant-less Houston Rockets game should not be $250.
Sitting where?
With God.
Really?
Up yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, because I was thinking about trying to take the folks, and it's just, man, it is a brutal time right now. I completely understand why people are, you know, not the most enthralled with getting out to a game, especially when you're not sure what kind of effort you're going to get.
Do you want me to make a call or shoot an email out to...
Well, I can get tickets, but, you know, I can help you. I can hook you up.
Can you hook... You know what? You know what's coming up this year?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's a Super Bowl in San Francisco. I need you once again to get us into a good party.
Well,
can
that
I give
one
you the
we
mission
actually
right
be,
now?
What?
The one party that I used to go to every year, and for whatever reason, because maybe I haven't been in like 5 years.
The Jerry Maguire party?
They took me off the list, is the Lee Steinberg party.
Yeah, that's the guy.
I used to go to that every single year, and then I stopped, and then they took my name off the list, and it's one of the, because you know why I like it? It's in the afternoon, and he always picks a really cool location. One year he had it at the San Diego Zoo. Speaking of John Rocker, we were talking about John Rocker at the break. I was having beers with John Rocker, watching like a lion fornicate. It was the most random thing
at the San Diego Zoo at Lee Steinberg's
park. Lee Steinberg rented out the zoo. And so you were, there was like all these bars all over the place, and it was pretty wild. He's having his party this year. I need you to find out where and get us two tickets.
I might actually know someone. So I was at Sam's last week, and there's, you know, people that come in all the time. So this one woman used to work in kind of the agency business. She was telling the story about Lee Steinberg, because I always thought that the Jerry Maguire movie was sort of based around...
It was.
Well, some of it is. A lot of it's embellished, and obviously it's fictional. But yeah, that agent was kind of based on some of the stories that the writer had heard about particular sports agents, and Lee Steinberg was one of them. So the classic scene where Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character...
He makes a cameo, doesn't he, Lee Steinberg, in the movie?
He does.
Yeah.
But there's the one scene, the show me the money scene, right? Where he's screaming, show me the money, Jerry. Say it with, show me the money.
Yeah.
That is based in truth on a story that the writer had heard about Lee Steinberg. And the line, show me the money, like the whole conversation between the two guys and, you know, the diva wide receiver and the agent, all that's a little bit done up. But they based the whole scene around that one line, show me the money, which was from a real athlete to his agent that the writer heard about. Yes.
That's awesome.
Just like they had basically asked him, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And I forget which player it was. The woman who I was speaking with told me, but I forget. And the athlete just goes, I want to go wherever they show me the money. And so they wrote that scene based around the one line, show me the money.
Well, you know, the rival agent in that movie is Jerry Maguire, is one of the agents, Tom Cruise. And the other rival agent in the agency is played by a guy by the name of Jay Moore, who's a comedian. You know Jay Moore? You know who Jay Moore is married to right now?
Demi Moore?
No. He's married to Jenny Buss.
Oh.
Yes.
The last Buss remaining?
Yeah. Jenny Buss is married to Jay Moore, the guy from Jerry Maguire.
That's pretty cool.
He almost said Jenna Bush.
I was wondering where you were going with that one.
No.
All right.
Speaking of movies.
We're talking about size.
Traffic. I just want to throw that out there. I happened to see a movie from way back in, like, what was that, the early 2000s? With have you guys seen Traffic?
Is that with Del Toro?
Yeah.
Benicio
Del Toro.
Yeah.
Really well done, man.
Well, that guy's been in a lot of really good films.
He's a UCLA guy.
He went to UCLA?
Didn't go to UCLA, but he hung out in Southern California and was frequently, I think he went to the UCLA, had like a film school or something like that. He didn't do his undergrad there.
Mm.
Yeah, he grew up in Puerto Rico.
Well, I know that he's been a lot of my favorites recently. Like the Sicario series was awesome. The first one better than the second, but just magnificent. And then he was in the recent film that I adopted for Halloween, and that was One Battle After Another. Did you see that one?
Oh, yes.
With DiCaprio.
Yeah, wow.
Sensei.
Really, really well done. Good job, man.
No, he was awesome in that film. And I was actually talking
to him. He's an interesting guy. I don't know if you've ever heard him or...
Well, just listen to his interviews.
He's been through some stuff, man.
Yeah. But the character was so interesting, the way that they wrote... For those who haven't seen it, it's about a revolutionary played by DiCaprio, kind of a retired revolutionary who's incredibly paranoid. And then Benicio Del Toro plays he's the owner of a dojo, but he also houses illegal immigrants. And him and his wife kind of get them on about their lives, and they have this, you know, kind of little commune that's supposed to be away from Border Patrol and all the rest. And so during the movie, there's a raid, and he's the most calm person in the entire movie. And I was reading something that, like, the way that Paul Thomas Anderson wrote the script was kind of juxtaposing the approaches of those that actually have to, on a daily basis, deal with immigration, you know, ICE, people cracking down on them every single day, and how they're the ones that are actually the most calm about all this. And the ones, obviously, the white people are the ones that typically freak out about these sort of things. And that's why, one of the reasons why DiCaprio's character is eccentric and animated and outgoing and crazy and just very paranoid the whole film. And Benicio Del Toro's character is the one that is just, he's the sensei. He's very grounded. I don't know, I thought it was interesting.
Have you seen Roma?
I haven't seen Roma.
Okay.
Sounds like you're going to go somewhere with that, but...
No, I'm just giving the awkward pause because you know what's coming next. Stay tuned for it, Pasta. Hold on.
Well, we're talking about where the size is in Golden State, Dan, and I'm trying to figure out where the size can come from. Do you think it's something at the deadline? Okay, let's be honest. This is a team as, let's just put the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Sorry for bringing that up. Oh, Pasta's got it.
On the weekend?
A moment's notice. Steve Kerr, any team coached by Steve Kerr, you will not have a prototypical 7-footer.
And that has to change.
Well, it's been the way he's been coaching for 10 years. Well,
but that's the problem. Isn't that what it is that at least I've been saying is that you got to step back and look at the way the game's being played today, not 10 years ago.
But imagine you... Well, okay, maybe you're different because you're someone who's in a constant cycle of rediscovery, and it's one of the things I love about you. But imagine you have won at such a high level for an extended period of time, doing it your way. I feel like it's got to be really hard. Not an excuse, but it's got to be really hard to then suddenly flip-flop and like do almost a 180 based on how you've been so successful.
I've got one name for you.
Who?
It's just going to be an absolute left hook that you didn't see that's going to send you down for the 8 count.
Well, Trace Jackson Davis is left-handed.
And I need you to put this together because I'm just going to give you the
JJ
name.
J.J. Redick.
I'm going to give you the name. It's not even in the NBA, and you're going to be able to put two and two together. Andy Reid.
Actually, that's not a left hook because I got a counter shot coming. Yeah, when you give him the greatest quarterback of the day in the generation.
Doesn't matter. He did things one way in Philadelphia, and then he inherited this quarterback and learned to do it an entirely different way. So you have to reinvent yourself. If you're going to be a good coach, you have to recognize, I won in Philadelphia, but that was a certain style when I had McNabb as my quarterback and I relied on a good defense. But now I'm going to Kansas City, and I'm going to go from a conservative approach in Philadelphia with the Eagles, then now I'm just going to go Big Ten. And I'm just going to open this thing up, and I'm going to learn how to play football in an entirely different way that's actually a little bit ahead of the curve. You have to have the ability to adapt. And Andy Reid is a perfect example. You look at him, he looks like a grizzled old guy from the 1970s, but he's very forward-thinking in terms of a head coach.
Well, it's interesting you mention that because now that he doesn't have the players, they're actually one of the least dynamic teams, offensively speaking, in the league. I think that's been where they've come back to earth. And it is kind of reminiscent of the Warriors because, and you said it earlier, I think you're 100% correct, the Warriors used to be the team that was setting the template for the rest of the NBA of how to win and how to be successful. And not just having the two greatest shooters potentially of all time. It was having versatile players that played off of each other, that didn't need the ball at all times, that basically, I feel like they kind of set their offense up like they played like a soccer team. The ball dictates who goes off on a certain night. But the Chiefs, meanwhile, are a team that, because they ran into an unbelievable talent at quarterback, they had speed, they had a player who could stretch the field, they just did stuff that, not that we hadn't seen, but they did it at a different level. And now, they're recognizing that they have to win a different way. They've invested more in their defense. The Warriors have not, to me, transitioned the way that you have seen a Kansas City Chiefs. And I know basketball and football are different. But I feel like the Chiefs have sort of adapted in a better way than the Warriors have, even though they still have a lot of the same core.
I just think Andy Reid showed the ability that a guy that was sort of at an advanced age for a head coach in the NFL was willing to change and change the way he was successful as a head coach at one institution and then go to Kansas City and do it a completely different way. Look at Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly is a one-trick pony.
Chip Kelly is unemployed.
Exactly. Because he thinks that what he did when he had success at Oregon was going to translate, speaking of Philadelphia, I think that's where he went, right, from Oregon. He thought that it was just going to translate everywhere he went. And it hasn't worked, aside from maybe a year or two in Philly. It hasn't worked since. And you have to continually reinvent yourself and recognize, you know, that the game changes.
Well, the game does change, but you also need talent. I mean, if you just look at the Warriors compared to, and I realize the Houston Rockets have size, the team they just lost to, but like I'm watching Reed Shepherd on one side, and I'm watching Brandon Pajemski on the other side, and these two are just not the same as far as talent is concerned. Pajemski's he's fine. He's you know, he's a player that's probably going to be around for a while because he does a lot of different things. But he is never, like, he does not have the potential that Reed Sheppard does. He just doesn't. He can't get to his spot when he wants. He doesn't have the confidence, I think, at all times. Well, maybe he does, but like he just can't rise up and get a shot. And sometimes he looks like a cone defensively. You know, he plays well off of others. Reed Sheppard, and I'm not saying he's the guy who will always score 31 points because that was a career high for him, but he's a guy that's gone from a player who last season, when they had VanVleet, could not get on the floor to a player now who's averaging nearly 15 points per game for them.
Well, he was a rookie last year.
No, I know, but yeah. Pods played more than Reed Sheppard did his rookie season.
No, I got you.
In fact, he's a starter by the end of the year.
I guess the best way to answer that is Reed Sheppard went number 3 overall, and there's a big difference from 3 to 17.
Well, that's my point, though, is that the Warriors, as much as you can go after Kerr's system, and I'm somewhat in agreement with you, you can go after his system, you can talk about what he doesn't value as a coach and all that, but this team does not have a ton of talent on it. I mean, I think that's why they went out and traded for Jimmy Butler, is because, and it's hard to get young talent, but the talent that they've drafted either has not developed because they haven't done a good enough job, or the players themselves maybe just didn't have it.
I hear you on the talent part, because at the end of the day, you're as good as the guys on the floor. But there's also the stylistic differences, and that's sort of my point, is that he's still trying to play a certain style that I think is a bit outdated. And the fact that, again, it just speaks volumes when the one big he coveted was Al Horford at age 40.
You're never going to let that go. He's 39.
He's not 40 yet?
I don't think so.
When's the last time you heard two NBA players get sciatica?
In the same season?
And it just happens to be two guys who happen to be two of the oldest in the NBA.
Well, Brooke Lopez doesn't have sciatica yet.
Well, he's not playing anymore.
Chris Paul doesn't have sciatica.
By the way,
he's just
Paul,
retiring.
He's retiring, and we need to recognize and throw some love his way. Man.
You want to do it on the other side? You got to hit a break here.
All right. We got 2 minutes.
All right. Floor is yours.
It's another good movie I recently saw.
What, The Floor is Yours?
You know what else was in that movie, Traffic, is Don Cheadle, a very underrated...
Was that the one he won an Oscar for?
Yeah. No, I think that was...
Hotel Rwanda?
Yeah.
He was good in Traffic, though.
He played the clarinet with a buddy of mine in high school in Denver.
What?
Yeah. He was a musician.
Well, now he's a Marvel star.
Yeah. So are you familiar with the movie Traffic? Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay.
It's been a while.
All right. Awkward pause. Go ahead. Get us to the break and tease what it is that you're going to tease. This is the pride. This is why I come here in the mornings.
You're just going to wax poetic about Chris Paul, and you started talking about Don Cheadle. This isn't my fault.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Nope. Got to hit a break.
Now, can I tease Don? Not Don Cheadle. Can I tease Chris Paul? Like, well, I think we should recognize one of the greatest point guards to ever do it. As much as people hate him, that's where I'm going next.
Oh, actually, that reminds me. A friend of mine on Wednesday night, I forgot about this among the several libations, but someone brought up Chris Paul to me in a way that I did not remember about myself when I was a kid. So we could talk about that and much more.
That's a good
tease. Yeah, and much more on the other side. 1 hour left on Warriors this week, 888-957-9570 if you want to get in on the conversation. Evan Giddings, Dan Devone, back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.